Yes, this is Sports Day, and thank you for joining us. If you're part of our new audience joining us for the first time tonight, welcome. And if you want to have your say, the Harcourt's open line is open, 1300 736 736. You want to join in the conversation with us about any sporting topic? Well, it's prediction season. In the coming days and weeks, every AFL covering media outlet will wheel out their experts to predict the winners and losers of season 2023. Surely our digital team here at SEN will prompt the AFL Nation talent with a series of questions such as who's going to win the premiership, who will make the eight, who takes home the wooden spoon and who wins the Brownlow, the Coleman and the Rising Star. Jared, I'm removing myself from prediction season on the back of something you said to me off air last night. You've got as much chance to predict the lotto numbers, was your blunt response when assessing who'll win the flag this year. And you're right. 10 teams have a realistic shot at winning it all, and 12 who will be bitterly disappointed if they miss the eight. Therefore, any prediction is purely a guess. Good luck getting 6 out of 9 footy tips correct in round 1, let alone who'll make the top 4. Let's take Fremantle, for example. Last night on Sports Day, we asked prominent Western Australian Channel 7 journo Ryan Daniels if a pass mark for the Dockers was to make a prelim final.
I think so, yeah. Look, I think if you just look at their age, you'd say, look, there's no rush here. But what they achieved last year, and with the guys, the young guys, if you're looking at Cox and Brayshaw and Sarong and Young, these guys, Darcy, Jackson now as well, those guys are all real professional young guys. They're not these young guys who sort of shot out of the gate and you're like, hey, that's nice.
The Dockers in the prelim, yep, it's a stretch, but realistic. And I wouldn't be shocked if Geelong, the Bulldogs, Port Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Collingwood and Carlton join them. But 9 doesn't go into 4. Even Adelaide player Mitch Hinge said last week that they'd be bitterly disappointed to miss the 8 this year. Then what do we make of the Saints under Ross or the 2021 finalist the Bombers under Brad Scott? Eagles skipper Luke Shuey wants to be the Collingwood of 2022. And would we be shocked if the Giants got the new coach bounce and made the 8? They've still got some excellent players. It's time for the Suns to make a run as well. Ben King is back and they've quietly gone about their pre-season with little fuss. They could easily win 12 games, 2 more than last year, and sneak into the finals for the first time. 1300 736 736, are you joining the masses and submitting your pre-season predictions? If so, please let us know the lotto numbers as well. Jared, I'm abstaining this year. Thanks for the advice.